Listener Production.
Hello, Cherie Coleman here with your Mid-North Coast News. Police are appealing for more information after the tragic death of 21-year-old Kai Schaefer in Coffs Harbour. Officers say the local surfer was stabbed at around 6:40am last Thursday. He later died in hospital. Detectives are trying to identify a man who was seen riding a bicycle in the area at the time. Asking anyone with information or dashcam footage from near the surf club or Orlando Street to come forward. Meanwhile, the New South Wales Nationals have weighed in on state knife law reform. They don't believe Labor's proposed changes go far enough, saying police should have the ability to search for knives in public anywhere at any time.
It's been a shocking month in New South Wales and Australia, and law-abiding citizens absolutely want to feel safe on our streets again, and we're now waiting to see what actually will be drafted as part of a bill that Labor brings forward as the government. But I can tell you one thing, the community wants strong action here.
Party leader Dugald Saunders there. More people are accessing virtual care to avoid waiting in busy hospital emergency departments. The state government's released a report explaining how the service has been critical in helping patients with non-urgent issues get medical help. And Port Macquarie residents are being asked to weigh in on whether or not to adopt a rate freeze, with Council's draft operational plan currently out on public exhibition. It would mean a saving of about $60 for the average residential ratepayer. However, Councillor Rachel Shepherd says she's concerned the community could be blindsided by the impacts the decision would have on services.
So Council set out a very detailed report about how the rate freeze would need to be mitigated, and that includes cuts to dangerous tree maintenance, parks and recreation, community grants would need to be cut. We're talking about cutting road resealing, building maintenance.
A feather in the cap for a rising Port Macquarie hockey star, with Tobias Tuohy selected for the New South Wales Blues under-18s side for the National Championships. He'll head to the Gold Coast in July, while Kim Cox has been appointed manager for the girls' side.